Former Republican Representative Bonnie Ladwig was the only legislator to escape felony charges among those targeted in a sweeping corruption probe at the Capitol. On Wednesday, she pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor, admitting that she used her office as assistant majority leader to raise funds for the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee. Her plea deal calls for no jail time and $4,500 in fines and restitution. It also requires her to fully cooperate in the ongoing investigation of former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen, former Majority Leader Stephen Foti, and former Foti aide Sherry Schultz. Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard prosecuted Ladwig and is handling those cases as well.
That means that she's required as a condition of the plea agreement to tell the truth when asked about these topics by anybody, and if she's called by a witness by somebody at trial, to tell the truth at trial.
Ladwig released a written statement in which she said that pleading guilty is not enough, and she owes her former constituents and the taxpayers of Wisconsin an apology. Ledwig says she's sorry for embarrassing those who put faith in her. She'll be sentenced in March. Jensen, Foti, and Schultz are scheduled to stand trial in February. Two former state senators were recently sentenced to jail for misusing their offices. Milwaukee Democrat Brian Burke was sentenced to 6 months and fined roughly $88,000. Former Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Kawala was handed a 9-month jail sentence and fined $5,500. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.